I don't understand, the man who was not Principal Davis said. It really is a very simple item. Why don't you have it? Even the dog seemed to be frowning at Marie. When she met its eyes, it looked away as if it could not be bothered with something so trivial. I'm sorry, sir, Marie told him, but they don't make hair or fur gel that is specific for Salukis. The only one we can get that would benefit your pet is very hard to find and quite expensive.
I find that quite preposterous.
Marie thought, but did not dare say, that it was preposterous that a grown man would want hair gel for a dog. Well, as you know, we're a spa for pets, not a pet store, Marie explained. It's why we don't carry your specific brand. If you like, we can order it for...
I can jolly well order it myself at home.
But you won't, she thought. Ordering things online is something us commoners do. I understand, sir, but if you...
Daisy May has an appointment next Monday. I fully expect you to have the gel I have specifically requested for her grooming, or you're going to lose me as a client.
I'll make sure we have it for you, sir.
Good day, he said.
He spat out the word good like he'd just bitten into something sour. Daisy May and her tall mustached owner stormed to the doors. As they left, Daisy May looked over her owner's shoulder and yapped to make sure they had gotten their point across. Boy, had they. The point, as Marie saw it, was that she sometimes forgot just how much she hated her job.